And that is Judy Carmichael playing Old Fashioned Love from one of her first recordings. We actually were, as you may have heard in the interview, one of the very first stations to carry Jazz Inspired. So we have a long tradition with Judy and people in Lafayette as well. She's been coming here for quite a number of years. Will be at the ACA this Friday, and joining me in the studio is Gerd Vusterman, director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here to talk about that concert as well as some other events that are taking place at the center this month. So I know you all are getting your venue ready for Judy. It's going to be a lovely setting, as we mentioned, a kind of a cabaret setting.
Yeah, when we started presenting jazz last year, we thought, you know, how cool would it be to have this incredibly pure, wonderful sounding room, but transform it into this jazz club vibe, like when you go to New York and you go to Birdland or Jazz Standard or the Vanguard. You know, they have a unique atmosphere. You sit on little two-top or four-top tables with some other people. You have candlelight. There's cocktail service. And it just seems to work better for jazz for me than the more theater atmosphere we normally have. So we said, well, you know, the luxury in our room is we can transform it. We have this modular floor and we can take the seats out. So we decided to present jazz in that style. It feels like a mini escape. It's a great date night. It feels like an escape to New York City, basically. You're sitting there with candlelight. You have a cocktail waitress give you a glass of wine, and then we keep our glass wall open usually, so you see cars go by in the dark, and it feels very, very sort of urban chic. It's a very cool thing, and of course I can't wait to have Judith there. Judy there, she's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I guess the only thing absent would be sort of the smoke. That's right. You would think of as
That's
traditional
right.
cabaret.
There are a couple of advantages. The sound's better. There's no smoke. And it's actually cheaper than a trip to New York or the tickets over there. So we're really thrilled to have this. Right. And an additional bonus for us this time around is we now have a wonderful new Steinway concert grand on stage, a full-size 9-foot Steinway concert instrument. And Judy happens to be a Steinway artist as well. So this is a particularly nice thing for us, a great way. Alan Toussaint inaugurated it a couple of weeks ago, and now we have her back as a Steinway artist playing this instrument. So we're really thrilled.
What a treat for all of us, a treat for Judy to play that and all of us to hear her performing on a Steinway at her very best. So you still have a few tables left.
We still have a few tickets left. Mm-hmm. It's getting very full, so get your tickets quickly. But we have a few tables left, and we have two ticket levels at $30 and $40, so it's not that expensive. And I think it's a really great way to spend an evening.
All right. That's Judy Carmichael this Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. You've got a lot of things going on this month in addition to Judy's concert, which is a part of the Jazz at the Center series that you all have. You have several series going on there. People can purchase series tickets or buy individual tickets for many of these, I think.
Absolutely. And also, if you're not on our email list yet and get our e-blasts, come by the Center or contact us. We'll be happy to send you one of our season books. We have this beautiful big season brochure with a pull-out calendar, so you always know what's going on throughout the year. Upcoming next week is in our Crossroads series, of course, our Venerable Louisiana Crossroads series, a great event with a wonderful young New Orleans artist, Mia Borders, a great, I kind of call her Chong and Teek, the female New Orleans Lenny Kravitz. I mean, she has this sort of funk soul hardcore mix. She's very young, very happening, lots of energy, a real powerhouse singer, great guitarist too. Comes with a band. We have a Thursday and Friday night. That's November 15 and 16. And as always, Crossroads is a very low ticket price series. Ticket prices start at $15. If you're an ACA member, you get a discount on that as well. So come join us for the show. If you've never been to ACA, it's a great way to get your feet wet in the venue and see a great Crossroads show.
And hear that wonderful sound that is so characteristic of your performance space.
Yeah, it is a unique theater. As a matter of fact, you know, we've in our All-Star series presented some very illustrious people over the last couple of years. And without fail, every single one of these gents who play lots of fabulous halls throughout the world comments from stage that this is really an amazing little room to play. We just had John Hyatt on that stage, and he made that comment, and La Lovett before him, and a slew of others. It really is a very unique room, and I think we're very, very privileged to have it in Lafayette.
And the nice thing about going to hear someone like Mia that you may not have heard much about is that sometimes these people are going to be quite famous and well-known, and to think that you heard them here in a very intimate setting is really a wonderful opportunity.
It gives us a chance to sort of discuss cover the great artists of tomorrow, and that's certainly something we're very passionate about at ACA. And you're absolutely right, hearing people in a venue like this where you're very, very close to them and you have this immediacy of experience. I sometimes feel when I go out of town and I see a concert in the big hall, I feel like I've been ruined forever because, you know, I get to experience these artists in such close proximity and in such great sounding proximity that it becomes really difficult to adjust to other rooms nowadays. It is a unique thing. And again, I think it's great for the community that we have this space available.
That's right. So you'll be able to say years from now, I heard Mia in a 300-seat, perfectly sounding room. Mm-hmm. Just a really, really nice opportunity to do that. So that's a part of the Crossroads series. Mm-hmm. And tickets, again, available through your office, your ticket office, like all mm-hmm. of the events.
You can go online and pick your own seats through our seating chart. It's fully interactive. That's at acadianacenterforthearts.org. And then you just click on buy tickets and it takes you from there. Or you can call us at 233-7060 anytime. We'll be happy to get you set up that way.
All right. And what else do you have going on?
At the end of the month, right after Thanksgiving, another wonderful thing. As you may know, the ACA is very involved in arts and education through teacher training workshops, working in the school system. We touch about 40,000 kids a year throughout the schools here. But we also present a family performance series, which encourages families, young kids with their parents to experience art experiences together. And it also ties then through study guides to their curriculum in school. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring kids into the fold and allow them to experience great educational shows with a great fun factor. This upcoming show on Tuesday, November 27 and Wednesday, November 28, we have two nights and they start at 7 p.m., so they're earlier for our younger audiences. The show's title is Playing by Air. It's a group of three gentlemen who are music and juggling virtuosos. It's an incredibly fun show. I saw them in New York a couple of years ago, and I said, we have to bring them here. It's an incredible fun act for little kids. We recommend grades 3 and up. And big kids like myself, you will be absolutely mesmerized. It's a fun show. It's very, very affordable. Kids come in for $7, adults for $10. We have a family four-pack for $30. So it's a very inexpensive way to experience art with your children. And I promise you, your kids will be blown away. They'll have a great time. And it's sometimes really rewarding for us to see kids walk into the theater for the first time and have their first big grown-up arts experience. It's really a very wonderful thing to be part of.
My sons still talk about performances they saw as very young children back in the art house, I guess, when the mm-hmm. Acadiana Center was further downtown
yeah,
in the old public library. But they still, and that's been 15 years that they saw some of these performances. So it's a great investment to bring your children to these.
It is a profound way to get your children started. And really, I think you're right. I mean, I remember performances I saw when I was 6 or 7 years old, like it was yesterday. Absolutely.
Yeah, really good thing. So that is the Family Performance Series at the ACA. You can buy individual tickets at the door or ahead of time as well. Yep. And the four-pack, I guess you can get through the
family
website
four-pack,
as well?
You can call us for that, okay. And we'll set you up with that. You save a few bucks. It's a great incentive, but again, it's a very affordable series throughout, and we want to encourage everybody, big and small, to come and check it out. Okay. It's a great way to experience art.
Yeah, and let me just ask you quickly about the Met series, because mm-hmm. that's been gaining in popularity, and you're carrying the entire season, I think.
We're carrying the entire season of the Met in HD. Mm-hmm. It's 14 performances throughout the year, throughout the season. It is an incredible production, and we're really thrilled that we were able to get on the Met's roster. They transmit via satellite in high definition picture and sound to us on Saturday afternoons. Typically the show starts at noon on Saturdays, sometimes earlier if the opera is very long, and we've had great response from the community. People as far as Erath or Crawley come to see this opera. We have a very diverse audience. At first I thought, you know, this will be a more mature audience, but we have a lot of young people joining us now, which is wonderful. And I promise you, even if you've been to the Met in New York, which of course is probably the world's finest opera house, the quality of these productions, these live images, where you get so close to the singers, you can literally see their vocal cords vibrate, if you wish. It is an extraordinary experience. It really is quite wonderful. And I think we have one coming up in this coming Saturday. It's in a Thomas Adest version of The Tempest, great Shakespeare play. It's a wonderful production. Again, the ticket prices are very affordable. And we also offer lunch throughout, so you can come, see the first act, then have a lunch break, and then go in and see the rest of the opera. Great way to get engaged with opera if you've never seen an opera in your entire life. To me, it's the ideal art form because it's great music, great acting, and great staging, sets, costumes, all in one. Very
That's
exciting.
Right, and a great, easy, inexpensive way to take your children to New York.
Yeah, very true, too.
And introduce them to opera. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Gerd Wüstemann. He's executive director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here talking about some of the concerts and events that are taking place at the ACA. I wish everyone could see that lovely book you have, but if people call up, you all could send one to them as well, a calendar and a booklet?
We can send one. one to them, or they can come by and pick it up anytime. Right. Absolutely. And we'll be happy to get you on our mailing list and get this out to you. It's great. We have a pull-out calendar you can keep on your wall, so you're always informed. And, you know, one thing we wanted to accomplish with ACA as we built it, because we work in so many arenas, from education to community development to visual arts exhibits, of course, and we have an art walk coming up this Saturday, to now performances. But the thing that was important to us was diversity. We really wanted to do everything from kids and education shows to opera broadcasts to any type of music, to dance, community theater, film, etc. And I think that's what makes, what's the key to a town like Lafayette. We've grown from a town to a city, and I think offering diverse options for our community is really important.
Well, I think you all are fulfilling your mission there, and anyone perusing that wonderful calendar will see that as well. Well, Gert, thanks for stopping by. I believe we're going to have some of the curators from the ACA in a little while actually to be talking about the exhibits that will open up this weekend at the ACA. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
Thanks for having me.